This is King Solomon remembering back to when he was a kid and the trouble that his dad had gone to try to instruct him, to teach him. Look with me at Proverbs chapter 4, starting in verse 1, where Solomon again is talking to his kid and his kids, and he says, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding." So a parent is to be a teacher. This is the third role. To be a model, to be a provider, and in this third role, to be a teacher. And so he says, give attention and no understanding. Verse 2, "For I give you good doctrine." I'm teaching you the right stuff. "I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law." Well, my law being God's law. Now, here it comes. Here's his testimony concerning David. Verse 3, "When I was my father's son," there it is, "tender and the only one in the sight of my mother." He was, after all, the first child that was born alive to Bathsheba and to David. "When I was my father's son, tender, very young age, and the only one in the sight of my mother." Listen to what he says about David. Verse 4. "He also taught me. He also taught me and said to me, 'Let your heart, my son, retain my words, keep my commands, and live.'" And then he goes on and gives his own instruction to his son following that. But this is a testimony on the part of Solomon. Solomon is a man, he's a king, he's teaching his own son. And what he's doing is harkening back to when he was a little kid. And he remembers the lessons that his dad taught him when he was a little kid. That maybe David didn't realize it had had that effect and it had that impact upon his life. But he's giving a testimony now, as our kids may someday give a testimony to the impact that we have had on their lives because he taught him. Now look at verse 10. Where he is in effect saying, "My dad taught me, Rehoboam, I'm teaching you. I want you to hear the words of God." Verse 10 of chapter 4 of Proverbs. "Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many." How many parents have ever said to kids, "I'm only trying to save you from yourself. I'm only trying to save you from a lot of grief." Any parent ever said that? Or know of anyone who's ever said that? The important thing is that we would all like to spare our kids of having to learn lessons the hard way. But sometimes we can't. Sometimes the only way some stubborn people can learn is if they go through certain experiences themselves the hard way. Life is the most ruthless and sometimes the most effective teacher of all. We hope that wouldn't be the case, that they could be saved and that they would learn by precept rather than having to experience the consequences of bad choices. But sometimes kids will insist on making bad choices and they will experience those consequences, and that may be the way that God will teach them their lessons. But the important point is the parent is not let off the hook because someday the kid may learn lessons the hard way. The parent is still responsible to teach the principles, to teach the precepts, precept upon precept, line upon line. The steady teaching of the truth of the Word of God is the responsibility of a parent. So he's promising, he's telling him God's way of doing things. "I've taught you in the way of wisdom," verse 11. "I have led you in right paths in terms of my teaching of God's Word." Verse 12, "When you walk in accordance with God's Word, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run in accordance with God's Word, you will not stumble." And so he says, take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Hey, what I'm teaching you right now is not only good for you, it could literally save your life. Save your life in more ways than one. This is principles taught to me by my father, principles that God has taught, and if you observe these principles, your life will not only be happier and healthier and more fulfilled, but your life will be on the path that God intends, and you will receive blessing. To depart from this path that I'm now teaching you is going to cost you. It's going to cost you. And he's telling them in advance. And it's sad when people have to learn the hard way, but sadly, sometimes that is the only way, but better to learn the lesson as the prodigal had to learn the lesson when he was in the pigsty than not to learn the lesson at all. Turn to the book of Deuteronomy. Turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. When do you teach your kids? When do you teach your kids? The answer is all the time. I heard that response, and that is correct. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Moses, speaking to the children of Israel, has given them the law And he says the following, verse 5, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Verse 6, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart," parents, grandparents, love God, learn His word, hide them in your heart. Now, verse 7, "You shall teach them diligently to your children and to your grandchildren, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the roadway, when you lie down at night in bed, when you rise up first thing in the morning, and you shall do other things that will remind you of the word of God," as he talks about in the subsequent verses. But the important thing is here, there is no wrong time to teach truth from the word of God. Any time is the right time to be a teacher of your kids or of your grandkids. Kids sometimes will say, "Please don't bother me. Please don't bug me by talking to me more and more about things I don't want to hear." Well, whether the kid wants to hear it, grandkid wants to hear it, they need to hear it. They need to hear it. And your responsibility is not to respond to the plaudits of the gallery. Your response is to obey God. And God says, do it all the time. So you're a fanatic as a mom or a dad or a grandparent because you're always talking about God? So be it. They think you're overdoing it? So be it. Don't do it in a way that's deliberately offensive and that will cause them to be upset with you. But using common sense and using wisdom, be consistent and be persistent in teaching the truths of the Word of God. Help them to learn and memorize Scripture as kids. They will remember the Scripture they memorize later on in life. That's just one way that you teach them the Word of God. The last part, which we may wait until next time because, and it will be appropriate because it will apply even more to the focus on children next time. The last responsibility, besides being a model to your kids, besides being a provider for your kids, besides being a teacher of your kids, is to be a discipliner of your kids. And that's what we're going to talk about next time, because we're going to talk about parents need to be discipliners because kids need discipline. I'm going to talk about that issue next time from the issue or the perspective of the child and the grandchild. Suffice it to say, God is our parent in heaven, our Father in heaven. And He is our example. And He is our provider. And He is our teacher. And yes, He is our discipliner when we need it. We're all children. So whatever your role may be, the principles of God's Word apply. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank You today for Your Word. We thank You for its power. We thank You for its practical applicability, its relevance in our lives. We pray, Father, that we will not be forgetful hearers, as the Scripture says, looking into the Word of God, then turning away and forgetting what kind of persons we are. But rather, we will be those who look and live, who listen and do, that we heed Your Word in this vital area of the instruction of both children and grandchildren, the influence that we bring to bear upon them, whether we are parents or other relatives or even friends, that we might exercise that godly influence even when they don't seem to appreciate it, and many times they will not seem to. Nevertheless, it's Your command. And so we do it not to please them. We do it to please You, because we know that is what is needed and because You have commanded it. For this we pray, for strength, for wisdom, for insight, to do the job that is without You totally impossible. We thank You for this wisdom from Your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.